Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fascinating episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, and our cherisher. At every point in our life, we should always make it a habit. As a daily reminder, we should always embed this beautiful quality and habit into our lives by always saying Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, always giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Holy Quran mentions and teaches us that if you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever be able to do so. So when someone asks you, how are you doing? How are you keeping? How is your day going? How is life? How is your business going? Always say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single circumstances or state that I may be in. Because by us really speaking, by us complaining, oh, my job is not going well, my company is not running well, it's not making much profit, I'm going through this problem, I'm going through that problem, this issue, that issue. All of this, if we say to someone who is asking us, how are we doing? How is that going to take away the problem? How is it going to solve the issue? It isn't. But Islam is so beautiful that Islam encourages us to say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And by us saying this, you would see how those problems, those issues, those difficulties, they get removed from our life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and grant you even more, will place barakah in your livelihood, in your sustenance, in your wealth, in your businesses, in your job, just by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase more for you. These are the beautiful teachings that we learn in the Holy Quran. So alhamdulillah, today we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is the blessed names of Allah Almighty, the blessed names of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, as we go along through this beautiful episode, we will be learning about the secrets, the secrets of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefits of memorizing, of one who memorizes the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also how we should call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, to begin this beautiful topic of discussion and for us to gain an understanding, let us first begin with a beautiful waqia, a very beautiful, refreshing incident that has happened. And this is, once upon a time, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with the words, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman. This is how he was making dua, by saying, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman. And hearing this, Abu Jahl showed his ignorance and foolishness by saying, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claims that he worships one creator, whereas this person, this companion, is making dua to two gods, one who is Allah and another who is Rahman. Allahu Akbar. In response to Abu Jahl's ignorance and his senselessness and his foolishness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah about him in response to this. And this is found in verse 180 in Surah Al-A'raf, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Walillahil asma'ul husna fad'uuhu biha, وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The translation, and the most beautiful names belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So call upon him with them and abandon those who are far from the truth concerning his names. Soon they shall be recompensed for their deeds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Qur'ani commentators, they mention and they say that one meaning of this verse, it describes how the divine being called upon is one. That means one true deity, the real owner, the real malik, none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, Rahman, Rahim, Kareem, Ghaffar, Sattar, etc. are many names of that one divine being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Abu Jahl's claim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions alayhim ridwan call upon more than one deity was clear ignorance and open foolishness. Now here, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are three matters, right, mentioned in this verse. Three important matters. Number one is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many al-asma'ul husna, has many beautiful names. And al-asma'ul husna means the most beautiful names. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many. The second point is that Muslims should call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his al-asma'ul husna, with his most beautiful names. And the third important matter is, those who deviate from the truth with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pure names deserve severe punishment. So these are the three important matters that are mentioned in this beautiful verse, in this beautiful ayah. Now, inshallah, let us go one by one through these three important matters, and through that we will gain a much better understanding, inshallah. So number one, regarding the pure names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are al-asma'ul husna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Walillahil asma'ul husna, and the most beautiful names belong to Allah Azza wa Jal. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, he mentions so beautifully that this portion of the verse, it explains how the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belong only to Allah. Whoever else has a beautiful name, they have so through the grace and bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also established from this that all the names of Allah, they are all beautiful. He has no name which is bad or has any bad meaning. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to his names as the Al-Asma'ul Husna, the most beautiful names. So in now, in this, there is a very beautiful wisdom over here. And that is for us to also keep beautiful names for our children. You know, nowadays it's such that when one gets the news that they are going to be expecting a baby, whether it's a baby girl, whether it's a baby boy, then nowadays we see the trend is that everyone wants to go and keep names that are very, very unique. And they would say sometimes they want to keep such a name that is out of this world, mind-blowing, and it must be so extraordinary, so unique, that no one else must have such a name. That's the kind of mindset that we see in people nowadays, where they want to go towards unique names, and to such an extent that at times when they select unique names, either it is bad, the name is bad, and it has a bad meaning, or the name has no meaning at all. So subhanAllah, we should take this into consideration, that when it comes to naming our children, as Shaykh Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah, he said that when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pure names are beautiful, you too should keep beautiful names. How will this take place? How will we select as parents beautiful names for our children? In this regard, again, Shaykh Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah, he further mentions that give your children the names of the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam and the saints, the names of the awliya Allah. Give them these kind of names, because what better name can they be than the names of the blessed Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the awliya Allah. And do remember that, you know, what the name that you keep for your child, for your children, it has an effect on them. You keep a good name, it will have a good effect on them. You keep a bad name, it's going to reflect, it's going to have a bad effect on them as well. So what do we want? As parents, everyone wants that which is best for their children. And it all starts off by giving them the best of names, the most beautiful of names. So we should inculcate this as well. Don't go after the trend. Don't follow the trend. No, follow the beautiful teachings of the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A narration, a hadith actually, it so beautifully explains and mentions that keep the names of the Prophets alayhim salatu wa salam as your own. Without doubt, you know, the dearest of names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. Subhanallah, Abdullah, the servant of Allah. Abdul Rahman, the servant of the most merciful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Rahman is from the Al-Asma'ul Husna, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, we should inculcate this mindset and make intention that whenever you have the opportunity to name someone, you will only give a name that has a blessed connection, that has some form of nisbah, a connection. For example, we can choose the name. If you know of someone in your family, your friend, or anyone that is expecting a baby, advise them and give them names such as Abdul Rahman, Abdullah, Ahmad, or Muhammad. Similarly, keep the names of the other Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam, the companions alayhim ridwan, and the awliya Allah rahimahumullah. And through this, you will earn, you will get so much of blessings, so much of reward. You know, if one gave somebody the same name as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what can be said of such a virtue? Imagine you naming your child after the beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that is Muhammad. How much of blessings, how much of reward there will be. Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he mentions and he says that on the day of Qiyamah, and listen to this very carefully, on the day of Qiyamah, a person named Muhammad will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, O slave, your name is the same as that of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet, despite this, you sinned, you disobeyed me, you still sinned, despite having such a beautiful name, the name of my Habib. Were you not ashamed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask this person, are you not ashamed? And hearing this, this person will hang his head in shame, admit to his sins, and he will say, O Allah, indeed, I have sinned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that take the hand of my slave and lead him into paradise, as out of my mercy, I shall not punish somebody named Muhammad. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the blessings, dear viewers of Madani Channel, of naming your child Muhammad. If it is a baby boy, of course, we should name our child. We should name him and give him the beautiful name of Muhammad. Even if you have two baby boys, three, four, name all of them Muhammad. And there is no harm in this, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. Look at Imam Ghazali rahimahullah. His father's name was Muhammad. His grandfather's name was Muhammad. His name was Muhammad, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Because there is blessing, there is so much of blessings in this beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from this we learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that don't run after trend. Don't chase after what's the latest going on around the world, where you want to keep unique fancy names. Don't go after all of that. Go after spirituality. Go after meaning. Go after purpose. And through this you would see the barakah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place in your children. So this was the first matter with regards to the ayah that we have mentioned earlier on, whereas this is regarding the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through that, through the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and I, we learn from that to also keep good names, names with meaning, to our children as well. So let's go on to the second point, the second matter, and that is calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Al-Asma'ul Husna, through His beautiful names. You know, after mentioning the Al-Asma'ul Husna in the verse that we heard earlier on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. So call upon Him with them, with those beautiful names. Call upon your Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His beautiful name. Say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Sattar, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabb. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His beautiful names. Likewise, when you're performing dhikr or mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in conversation or making dua to Allah, then we should do so by Al-Asma'ul Husna, by mentioning the Al-Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Allah, our most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Razzaq, He is As-Sattar, He is Ghafoor, He is Halim, He is Kareem, He is Jawad, He is Rahman, He is Ar-Rahim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When mentioning Him in conversation, then we should maintain complete respect. Complete respect. Call upon Allah by saying, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Tawwab, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghafoor. So in short, whenever you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or mention Him, then we should do so through these Al-Asma'ul Husna. And do you know, dear viewers of Madani Channel, how often we make so much of dua in the court of Allah. We raise our hands, we make dua to Allah for all our lawful wishes, for all our lawful desires. Some may want a job, some may want children, some may want barakah in their rizq, some may want more wealth. You know, that would be good. Any lawful and permissible dua that they can ask for, they ask. But do you know that when you make dua by mentioning the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are accepted? Yes, by mentioning the Al-Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah, your du'as can be accepted. Whichever du'a is made through the names of Allah, it is accepted. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned so beautifully that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Whoever makes dua whilst using them shall have his dua or her dua, shall have it accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So next time when you raise your hands in the court of Allah, make dua by saying, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghafoor, and you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your dua. You know, once Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she states that I once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me a sacred name of Allah by which He accepts du'as, prayers when asked of Him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said that, stand, perform wudu, and offer two rak'ats of salah, and I will listen to how you supplicate. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she continues by saying that, I did this, I did what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me. When I said to make dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, Allahumma waffiqha. Oh Allah, give her the ability to make dua correctly. And subhanallah, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka bijami'i asma'ika al-husna kulliha ma alimna minha wa ma lam na'lam wa as'aluka bi ismika al-azim al-a'zam al-kabir al-akbar والذي من دعاك به أجبته ومن سألك به أعطيته. سبحان الله سبحان الله. What a beautiful dua she has made. She says, Oh Allah, I ask you through all your beautiful names, those who we know and those we do not know, I ask you by your mightiest and greatest name, which you answer when somebody calls upon you with, and by which you give when asked. And hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you have made dua correctly, O Aisha. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at how beautifully Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This teaches us that whenever we make dua, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we too should close our eyes, focus our attention, be there, be in the moment, present with heart, mind and soul, that you are making dua to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do that, then you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that which is best for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And also, whenever you make dua, do so through the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And speaking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we do have a very melodious and beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go forward and listen to this beautiful kalam. Thereafter, we will be right back to this to discuss further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa Mujtaba Khatamul Anbiya. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Ghamzadon ke tum ho gham gusar. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Tumhara naam musibat mein jab liya hoga, hamara bigda hua kaam ban gaya hoga. Khuda ka lutf hua hoga dastgir zaroor, jo girte girte tera naam le liya hoga. Dikhai jayegi mahshar mein shaan mahboobi, dikhai jayegi mahshar mein shaan mahboobi. Ke aap hi ki khushi aap ka kaha hoga. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Ghamzadon ke tum ho gham gusar. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Hazar jaan fida narm narm paon se, pukar sun ke asiron ki daudta hoga. Aziz bache ko maa jis tarah talash kare, khuda gawah yahi haal aapka hoga. Kahenge aur nabi izhabu ila ghairi, kahenge aur nabi izhabu ila ghairi. Mere huzoor ke lab par ana laha hoga. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Ghamzadon ke tum ho gham gusar. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Koi qareeb tarazu, koi labe kausar, koi sirat pe unko pukarta hoga. Maqam faasilon par kaam mukhtalif kitne, wo din zuhur kamale huzoor ka hoga. Khuda paak ki chahenge agle pichle khushi, khuda paak ki chahenge agle pichle khushi, khuda paak khushi unki chahta hoga. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Ghamzadon ke tum ho gham gusar. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Koi kahega duhai hai ya rasool allah, to koi tham ke daman machal gaya hoga. Shakista paahu mere haal ki khabar kar do, koi kisi se ye ro ro ke keh raha hoga. Kisi ko leke chalenge firish
فرشتے سوئے جحیم کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جحیم وہ ان کا راستہ پھر پھر کے دیکھتا ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
نشان خسرو دین دور کے غلاموں کو لیوائے حمد کا پرچم بتا رہا ہوگا غلام ان کی عنایت سے چین میں ہوں گے عدو حضور کا آفت میں مبتلا ہوگا میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
غمزدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار
اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار اے میرے سرکار
مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ خاتم الانبیاء
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ A very heart-touching, beautiful, melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel, coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the beautiful names of our most merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, so far we have touched on the Al-Asma'ul Husna, the importance of it. That was the first matter. And the second point was calling upon the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when one makes dua, how they should call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using his beautiful names. And we have also heard that when we make dua and use the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to that our du'as are accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And now to the third point, which is deviation from the truth regarding al-asma'ul husna. And here we have been commanded in this verse that I've mentioned earlier on, wherein it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And abandon those who are far from the truth concerning his names, soon they shall be recompensed for their deeds. This is the translation, beautiful translation. One meaning of this is that we are commanded to avoid agreement with those who are gone far away from the truth in relation to the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I, we must keep away from such people, because soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense them for their actions. Now, one may ask, what is ilhad in regard to the names of Allah azza wa jal? Now, we should remember there are many forms of ilhad. And ilhad means moving far from the truth with regards to the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, using such wordings in the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which do not benefit him, such as the use of the word father by some non-believers. This is ilhad in relation to the al-asma'ul husna. Likewise, the use of words which hold multiple meanings, some good and others bad, such words, this is very important, the use of Madani channel, such words are forbidden with regards to Allah Azza wa Jal. For example, we can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ash-Shafi, the curer, but we cannot call him Tabib, because this means, Tabib means occupational doctor. Many people say Allah Mia, Astaghfirullah. The word Mia has multiple meanings, and one of which is husband. So this means one should not use this phrase when referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned that using the pure names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are specific to him for human beings is also included in Ilhad fil Asma. So this includes naming someone Rahman, Quddus, or Qadir, etc. And when we look at nowadays, right? Nowadays there is a severe negligence, and that is in naming and calling people. Some ignorant individuals, they name their child Rahman due to lack of proper authentic Islamic knowledge. This isn't correct, dear viewers of Madani channel. Instead, a person should be named Abdul Rahman, not just Rahman, but Abdul Rahman. Likewise, the tribulation of calling Abdul Rahman, just Rahman, by removing the word Abd, this is also widespread, as I've mentioned. And this, it is haram and must be avoided. So, when it comes to naming our children, always remember that one should name their child not just Rahman, but Abdul Rahman, not just Ghaffar, but Abdul Ghaffar. This is how we should name our children as well. And subhanallah, do you know that when the virtues of memorizing the 99 names of Allah, subhanallah, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever memorizes them will enter paradise. So the scholars of Islam, they comment on this by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has countless more names than 99. In this hadith, the 99 names mentioned are those which will lead a person to Jannah, to paradise, if he memorizes them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Mufti Ahmed Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah comments on this hadith by saying, a Muslim who memorizes these names and recites them daily will enter paradise first. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How extraordinary is this? How beautiful is this? Usually these 99 names are written at the beginning of copies of the Quran, and they can be memorized from there as well. When you open the Quran Sharif, some copies of the Quran, they have the 99 names at the beginning, some have it at the end, and you can memorize it from there. Now, some may think, 99 names? How am I going to memorize 99 names? So subhanallah, you know, there's a beautiful saying, where there is a will, there is a way. You know, there's a solution for everything. And subhanallah, if we take this here, for instance, if we memorize just 10 al-asma'ul husna each day, right? We would have learned all of them in only 10 days, inshallah. That means for 10 days, all you have to do is each day memorize 10 names from Al-Asma'ul Husna, and in 10 days you would have memorized 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to the barakah and the blessings of this, we will enter Jannah, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, another very beautiful blessing of the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal is that they lead a person to the ma'rifah, to the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal. Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he mentions and he explains that there is one path for creation to attain the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. And that is the acquisition of knowledge relating to the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Al-Asma'ul Husna and divine attributes. In fact, the scholars even say that for whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects for sainthood, for wilayah, to become his wali, his friend, and wills to grant ilmi ladunni, he first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all bestows him with the knowledge of the 99 al-asma'ul husna, the 99 most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Abu Qasim al-Qushayri rahimahullah, he writes that Allah Azza wa Jal illuminates in this world and the next the name of that person who attains knowledge of the Al-Asma'ul Husna. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge of His Al-Asma'ul Husna. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. How beautiful is our deen, dear viewers of Madani Channel. How beautiful is our religion of Islam, that we want to become close to Allah. We want to attain the qurb, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is a way to memorize, to learn the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Al-Asma'ul Husna. Now, let us discuss one beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Al-Asma'ul Husna, the pure name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Hakim. Let us discuss this inshallah. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His Al-Asma'ul Husna is Al-Hakim. What does this mean? Al-Hakim means the pure being whose every statement, every action is one of wisdom. There is wisdom in it. Every statement of Allah, every action of Allah, there is wisdom in that. And you know, this name, beautiful name, highlights how Allah Ta'ala's every action is full of countless wisdoms. From His wisdom, you look at it. Let's understand it through this way here, right? From His wisdom, Allah Ta'ala kept the sky above our heads and the earth beneath our feet. From His wisdom, Allah Ta'ala gave the sun the ability to emit sunlight, whilst the moon has moonlight. Subhanallah. From His wisdom, He made the night dark, the day bright, made some rich, others poor. From His wisdom, some are healthy, whilst others are unwell. From His wisdom, He lets one person live for 100 years, whilst others die in the prime of their youth. From His wisdom, He gives sons to some, daughters to others, and sometimes He does not give a person children at all. So, having recognition of this beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal means we say, whether I understand or not, every action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala contains countless wisdoms. Subhanallah. And we have to always keep in mind, dear views of Madani Channel, we have to keep this in mind that whatever Allah Azza wa Jal does, it is the best. End of story. It is the best. There is no questioning it. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does, that is the best. A slave, listen to this one story. A slave, a very pious slave of Allah, he once lived in a forest, right? And he had a rooster, he had a donkey, and he had a dog. So the rooster would wake him up in the morning for salah. The donkey helped transport water and other things as well. And the dog kept guard outside the home, kept watch outside the home. So one day, a fox came and ate the rooster. The pious man's family became upset at this loss. And this pious man, subhanAllah, he remained patient. And he said, whatever Allah does, it is the best, subhanAllah. Some days later, time went on and a wolf came. The wolf killed the donkey. And the family members, again, they were upset. But this pious individual, he again said that whatever Allah Ta'ala does, that is the best. And then the dog, after some time, the dog became sick. The dog became ill and it died. And again, this pious man, he said, whatever Allah Ta'ala does is the best. So after some days, some attackers came to the forest town at night and they took hold of it. They besieged it. And following the sounds of the animals, they stole not only animals, but they also took the residents as prisoners, as captives, and seized all of their belongings. Now, look at this, subhanAllah. This pious man, his home had no animals. Him and his family remained hidden and avoided this calamity. SubhanAllah, subhanAllah. So, through this, it is apparent that there is wisdom in every act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you and I cannot understand a particular wisdom, it is due to our deficient intelligence. So anyhow, we cannot understand the wisdoms behind the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our small minds, through our deficient intellect. It is upon us, upon you and I, to accept that Allah Ta'ala, He is Al-Hakim, and have certainty in that. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. You know, there are even benefits of knowing this beautiful name of Al-Hakim. Nowadays, people, they are moving away from Islamic knowledge and they have become ungrateful, the viewers of Madani Channel. This is a reality that we see around us. It's an undeniable fact. It's a sad reality, the viewers of Madani Channel. If someone is afflicted with grief, anxieties, and calamities, then where do they resort? What is their reaction? What is their response? They resort to complaining about Allah Ta'ala Himself. Ma'adallah, ma'adallah. Astaghfirullah. They curse their fate and even object to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is an act of disbelief, of kufr for a person to object to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he who does this, he becomes a non-Muslim. There are those who think themselves clever enough to even advise Allah what to do. Ma'adallah, ma'adallah. They say, why did Allah Ta'ala do this? He should have done this instead of that. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This is such a dangerous issue, the views of Madani Channel, to such an extent that scholars of Islam, they say to object to Allah by saying, Allah Ta'ala has made Fajr very early. Unfortunately, today, people do not seem to care. Their tongues continue to wag, complaining, swearing, and uttering statements of profanity, of disbelief. Yet they are totally unaware of the gravity of these words. Allah Ta'ala protect our faith. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So, we have to understand that whatever happens in our life, whether good or bad, whatever happens, it is out of the infinite wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot understand it. Our minds are limited. Our minds are small. Our intellect is deficient. We cannot understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we must accept it, because in every statement, in every action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is wisdom in that. That is why it's so important for you and I, as I've mentioned earlier, to always say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. That all praises are for you, O Allah, upon every single state that I may be in, whether I'm rich, whether I'm poor, whether small house, big house, whether small vehicle, big vehicle, whether big bank balance, small bank balance, whatever the case may be, Ya Allah, it is out of your infinite wisdom, O Allah. You know what is best for me. I do not know what is best for myself, but Ya Allah, you know me better than I know myself. Ya Allah, you are the best. Whatever you do is the best, O Allah. When you have this mindset, no matter what happens in your life, you know what will happen thereafter? You will adopt patience. You will adopt patience. You wouldn't complain. So this is if we truly understand the meaning of this beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Hakim. Instill this meaning into your hearts and reflect deeply upon it, dear viewers of Madini Channel. When one remembers that there are countless wisdoms in everything Allah Ta'ala does, such a person will never ever raise objections to anything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So always remember, no matter what situation you may be in, Allah Ta'ala is most wise, Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, and Allah Ta'ala, whatever He does, that is the best for you and I. And that will inshallah make us adopt this beautiful quality of being patient, inshallah. So until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.